RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. 7 o'clock here on WGR Sports Radio 550. It is the Tee to Green Golf Show, your weekly hour for golf talk here in Western New York. We welcome you this week to Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Thanks for joining us. Brian Cozio, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, and the fourth member of our roundtable this week, PGA Pro John Daddario from Fox Valley, as we got a jam-packed hour for you here. We'll be talking about, of course, everything that goes on here at Fox Valley, including the great junior program. So we're going to talk about junior golf here to start the show. PGA Junior League, drive, chip, and putt. The reason we bring it up is tomorrow is one of the best, we think, TV golf events, well, just events in general. Tomorrow morning, the Drive, Chip, and Putt Championship Finals at the Masters. So we'll talk about that. Speaking of the Masters, of course, that's next week. So we'll sprinkle in that throughout the show. It's next week.
Wow.
And the women are there.
That's right.
The women are there playing that event, which is really cool, too.
That's right. So we'll have our picks at the end, so everybody get ready for that. And LPGA Pro, of course, from Buffalo, Sydney Miller, is going to join us at 7:30.
She's always entertaining.
She's entertaining, and it's going to give us some perspective on the Augusta National Women's Amateur. So we're looking forward to that. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. And I can't wait to talk to Cindy again. Recorded a Tee to Green podcast with her back in the fall. Yeah. And you can find that at teetogreen.golf. It was an entertaining conversation. More time that we have allotted here on the show. And there's some great videos on that website. And next Saturday on our show, we're giving away the watch from Hook and Gaff Watch Company. And you must be a Tee to Green member, Tee to Green Club member, to be eligible to win that. And prizes we have going forward. This is the first of some huge prizes. We're giving away golf. I mean, foursomes of golf, that's pretty huge, too. So make sure you sign up for that, the Tee to Green Club at teetogreen.golf.
Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to Cindy. I've known Cindy for a long time. She's a good bud and always a ball of energy. And she's had a great, great golf career. I mean, from when she was a kid to even now as a good teacher.
What a cool week for the women, just seeing how the coverage has been and the stories and hearing some of the interviews with some of the young ladies playing. Like, just...
What about that 11-for-10 playoff? Did anybody catch that? So the girls had 11 players for 10 spots in a playoff to get to the final round there. That was was pretty intense.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear her thoughts. I mean, I think it's great what Augusta National's doing. I just this is also the Anna Inspiration, right? Mm-hmm. It's a major on the LPGA Tour.
Wow.
Right?
I didn't.
This week.
That's right.
Right?
Right. But
so,
they wanted it as a lead-in into the Masters.
In front of it.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Could they've given the LPGA a little, you know.
They should have given a heads up, maybe. Well, maybe they did.
But they schedule these things, you know, years in advance, right?
True.
So,
yeah,
I mean,
true.
You don't just say, all right, hey, we're going to have the tournament this year, next year.
That's right.
I mean, even the PGA Tour shifting the schedule, this was years in the works. It wasn't just like, okay, hey, next year, we're going to move your date.
That's maybe they wanted to capitalize on it. Maybe they were thinking, hey, right after that, maybe more people will watch women's golf on Sunday then. That could be their
thing. Yeah, that could, you know, hopefully that is the case.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, maybe it'll draw some interest and they go and watch that.
That's right. John Addario, the PGA Pro here at Fox Valley, also with us this morning. John, thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
That's right.
Thanks for letting me play the other day.
No problem.
It was freezing.
Kevin, love the videos.
And, thanks.
Especially one, actually one of our groundskeepers was actually waiting for you, which was really nice. Even
yes.
Oh, you're one of those guys,
chilly.
Huh? No. You're 14th round of the year, and you already got people waiting on you.
No.
Yeah.
No, he was waiting for me to hit a tee shot. Like, you know, stopped and moved off to the side, and I'm like, I just kept waving, like, what are you doing?
Listen.
It's freezing out here.
Kevin, your 28-step
Kevin
shot
was
routine?
In the fairway, and they had he was scraping the snow off the green on Monday. Yeah. And he's like, can you hurry up? I'm ready here. You know.
Arms in the air, hands on the hips.
No, you know what? I never well, you know, there's oftentimes where I'll go out early and play, just knock around, play a couple balls, whatever, and just get some practice in. And
do you post those rounds?
Yeah, I wish I could. No, you know what? We were just having this discussion. Even if I were just playing one ball by myself, you can't post it.
True.
Which they allowed it a few years ago, and then they retracted that you couldn't post it, which I understand why.
Yeah.
But there are some of us who are, you know, play it straight and would like to post that, but
wait,
you can't.
Wait, is posting season begun?
April
yes.
15th.
April 15th.
Yeah, coming
so
up.
You still got a few days anyway. You're off
right.
the hook.
So, yeah. Kevin, how many holes did you get in? You said four, but did you get nine?
I went on the back, frankly, because I was just, you know, it was cold and like it was the closest tee. I didn't want to. I should have went down to one, though. It would have been less windy and cold down there. That was
more shelter with the trees.
Yes, that was a strategic mistake. So I went to 10 over here. It was cold.
It's cold everywhere.
Yes.
Yes.
And I felt, you know, I had the mitts. I had everything. Then I teed off at 11, and I'm like, man, all right. It's like a four-club wind.
Okay.
And I said, all right, I'm going to play 12. If I'm still cold coming back, it comes back towards the clubhouse.
Right.
And I'm like, I hit a good drive on 12. I parred the hole. I'm going to go to 13.
Right.
How many layers did you have on?
I had, you two are like laughing.
I'm picturing you in these mitts out there.
Just, well, I meant gloves. I have gloves.
Yeah, I had
the rain gloves.
The long.
No, I have those too. Those are with me. I put them in. There's a golf company that makes them.
No,
and,
I know.
Yeah, okay. I had that. I had one of these on, you know, one of these nice new era.
I was just picturing it on Monday with the snow out there. That's all. I know it's you weren't out there on Monday. But.
You know, when in college, I played in the snow.
Yeah.
We did. We played snow golf at a local Silver Creek Golf Course,
nice,
Seneca Falls.
I've been in a tournament where we had a snow delay, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some cool stuff going on, John, right, with the
junior golf?
Junior golf programs that you got going on?
Absolutely. So our PGA Junior League is starting. That's a great success year that we had. Last year we had about 8 kids in that. This year we have 12 kids in that this year as well. So we actually grew the participation. And it's a great fun event to get the kids involved in golf. It's a two-person scramble, short distances, short golf course, and it's a team. And they get this year was really cool. They can choose on the back. They have their last name on it, their number, and then like a hashtag. Ours is Fox Terra because we incorporate Fox Valley and Tantera, so we did that way. And this is kind of a cool thing, and the kids vote on that, which is really great,
and
it's fun.
You had a meeting already?
We had our first parent meeting, and unfortunately, you know, Kevin could not make it, but that's okay.
I heard about it. It was the only parents that didn't, but, you know.
You know, we appreciate having Dylan involved in the PGA Junior League.
And right. I told him about it. I said, hey, I signed you up for golf. You get to play with Jack, Brian, and his buddy Matt lives around the corner, and I said, you're going to get a jersey. We get jerseys?
Oh, Jack lays it out the night before. He's got his hat. He's just.
And I said, you get a hat too?
It's like, really cool.
We get hats too?
Yeah.
Hats, bag tag.
Yeah, bag tag he loves.
You get t-shirts. So, like, for practices, I'm going to allow the kids to wear t-shirts for practices. It's just kind of a fun way of just doing it. And then they get to wear that, and then they wear the jerseys.
The horse is out of the barn there, John. There's a couple members here who are going to want to wear t-shirts.
Are jeans next?
We'll take that into consideration.
Yeah, it's a new age in golf. Well, but those junior programs are great, and it's a great way. The thing I like to tell people is you don't have to be good to get on one of those teams. Your kids don't have to be good. They just want to have fun playing golf. I think we're going to have five teams. We have the support of the First Tee and some other things at our club.
That's wonderful. That's great.
This program grows year after year after year. And drive, chip, and putt you got, right?
Correct. So going with the Masters, that's be a big thing this weekend to see the kids perform at the Masters. We're actually hosting a qualifier. Parents and kids can sign up on the Drive, Chip, and Putt website. We're hosting it on July 25th, and it's a great day event. We have a lot of volunteers from our PGA section that come and help us out. Tim Freese was here. One of your assistants at Glen Oak was there, Mike.
Mike Zupa? Yep.
Yeah, he was great to help out. He was on the putting green, and then we used the back nine for the chipping contest and the long drive. So it's a fun event. I really enjoyed it, and even our membership loves it too. To see the kids out there.
It was great. It really was. It was an awesome time. And I'd recommend if you're not signed up for that yet.
Your son did it, right?
Yeah. We signed him up again. And I'm saying if you're – what are the ages for that?
I believe 7 is as young as it goes.
Yeah, 7 and I believe
– 17, right? Do they go as high as 17?
I think
14
or 15. Right. 14 or 15 might be as high as
7 to 14 or 15. And if you have a – and this could ignite – their interest, spark it even more. Like if they're just on the fringe interested in golf, like again, you don't need to be, Tiger Woods Jr. To come and do this.
Tomorrow morning, if you have a son or a daughter that likes golf or you maybe want them to try golf, tomorrow morning watch Golf Channel, watch that drive.
Just leave it on.
Just have it on in the house.
Yeah.
It is the coolest thing. And what I think is just so great is how the pros that will be playing in the Masters – they get up, they get there. I mean, it's their one day not to have to be on, in terms of being
and
the pro golfer.
And they're
there, and they're cheering the kids on. I mean, it is just, they obviously enjoy it so much that they value being there.
Yeah, you'd want to be there. It looks like it's just the coolest thing to be at in the world. Yeah. And that girl from Buffalo, did Lily make it again this year, do we know?
That I'm not sure.
We had a girl from Buffalo make it twice.
Yeah.
And
it's really, really cool. Yeah, tomorrow. So, I mean, if you actually want to see how it plays out, and then, if you want to sign up, your son or daughter, you can do it. You can watch tomorrow morning. It's on Golf Channel. Part of the reason we wanted to talk about junior golf today here with John was because of that really cool event tomorrow. We would encourage anybody. And listen, you don't have to have a son or a daughter that's of younger age. Whether of any age, you would enjoy watching it tomorrow. If you like golf and you like watching cool scenes from the prettiest place on earth, Augusta National, then you'll love it tomorrow. No, John, I wanted to compliment you and Chris as he walked in here too. Like, you guys have done, I thought, a really nice job with your golf program last year. My son participated in both the junior league and junior golf, and he did it at Tantera as well. I think programs like this, and Jack works with Jeff too, and like what you guys do as PGA professionals with juniors to get them excited about the sport and just all the cool things that we like about golf as parents to like instill that in a youngster, but also making it fun for a kid that's 8 years old. Like, I think that's, I just love the way you guys handle that.
It's the best.
It's the best. It's the most fun we have during the summer. I mean, you do a lot of stuff as a golf pro. You work a lot of hours. You make a lot of hay when the sun shines. But when those kids come around, it's not like working. Yeah.
It just puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
To see them just achieve maybe a little goal that they wanted to do or just have fun or they chipped in somewhere. That's the part I love the best.
There's just so many smiles at those days. And they're running. They got that enthusiasm. Right. They run between shots. I'm like, I can't run myself. So,
That's right.
I can't catch them.
My son does that. I'm like, dude, you do not need to run to the ball.
Well, that's when they're having fun, though.
Right.
They can't wait to hit their next shot.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the best thing, right? Where sometimes we're like, oh, God, I don't want to hit the next shot.
Where'd that end up? Yeah, I used to have the juniors run up and down hills before sometimes just because they wanted to run, and it made it fun for them.
This is, and I think I know the answer to this, so I don't want to put you on the spot, but, so there's somebody out there, more than one, I'm sure, listening that have kids that they want to get involved in golf. Their son or daughter likes golf. They don't belong to a private club. Can they join the junior program? Some clubs have it open. Is it open here? Because I wouldn't mind, right? If someone wasn't a member, that their kid wanted to join the golf program, because that's just helping to grow the game of golf.
Well, every club's different.
Every club is different, and I'm not opposed to having other kids come to Fox Valley, because they can enjoy the experience, and to me, that could bring in a membership to the club. So if I can showcase Fox Valley and show off an outstanding golf program, and the parents hear that, they may do, I'm going to do a family golf membership out of that.
Right. We do have one at Glen Oak. We have an open to the public, open to anybody junior program that we'll be running, and we'll be having a ton of programs because the Western Europe PGA is at our facility and the first tee.
The reason I asked too, because you're talking geographical, right?
Right.
I mean, someone in Amherst, you have a public facility there.
Right.
Out here in the Lancaster area, there are some. There's still a little bit of a drive, but there's a lot of population that's closer to Fox Valley.
And if you can't, the group programs are so good for kids because it makes it fun for the kids and they like making friends. If you want individual lessons, that's also very different, which is another good way. Sometimes kids prefer to learn individually. Contact the West New York PGA. They'll turn you on to a PGA Pro, or they'll get you the contact me at Glen Oak, and we'll get you in the right direction, or point out a guy that'll help you, or get you going. We know everybody in the industry. We know who's teaching in your neighborhood. We can get you hooked up.
7:14 here, the time on Tee to Green, as we are live at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Thanks for being with us. It's our week show before the Masters, so we'll be talking about that coming up. Cindy Miller, the LPGA Pro, on the Augusta National Women's Amateur, coming up at 7:30. And, of course, we'll get you our PGA leaderboard update from the Valero Texas Open this week. But John Dodaro with us here, the PGA Pro from Fox Valley, along with Kevin Sylvester and Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Koziel. Thanks for being with us. We're talking about junior golf. And let's get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week now. And it's brought to you by, of course, the Western New York PGA. The Western PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. And the question I'll throw out here to our pros, John and Jeff, is similar to what Kevin had said, but what is the right age? I get this question from parents that know that I know some pros. When's the right age to start taking lessons? So let's start with you, and then I want to ask you about some misconceptions as well, too. But let's start with the lesson question.
I would say it's based on, kids, their timing to take the lesson. Sometimes, their attention span's a little, it goes pretty quickly. So to
like
me.
Like mine, yes.
Wait, what'd you say? Oh, yeah, right. Did you get the joke? There you go.
So I would say it's based on an individual basis. I would say no more than, sometimes maybe even 15 to 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. I would say an age, I've worked with kids around 7 years old. 15 to 20 minutes, and we make it fun for them, not just on the lesson. We get them on the golf course, let them hit a few shots, get some most of the grip down, your stance, your posture, and this time swing the club a little bit. And I would say around 7 or 8 years old is when I would probably start teaching, or sometimes even younger if possible. But again, it's based on their attention span.
Yeah, it's definitely based on the kids, and safety is the thing for me. There's nothing worse than having that, talk to a parent about their kids not following the safety rules. You got metal implements in your hand and you're firing projectiles all around, so you need the kids to be aware enough and cognizant enough of what's going on around them to be involved in a program like that. So kids will start young, maybe a little bit of time, like you said, 15 minutes. Put the golf channel on and leave it on. Kids will mimic beautifully. And just go in the backyard and hit wiffle balls.
Wasn't there something on YouTube that a kid was watching the golf and then mimicking somebody?
You can mimic all the tour players' swings. Yeah, kids are great at that. Don't have them mimic mom and dad's swing. Have them mimic the tour players' swings. Yes.
There's one misconception. Don't follow dad. No, but what are some misconceptions you think you observe parents talking to kids.
Oh.
So why don't you go first and then John can jump in. What are some misconceptions here?
The one I hear, you hear parents or people, it's all well-meaning, but, keep your head down, swing easy. Well, I want the kids to rip at it. We're trying to create speed at this age. Head down is obviously a misconception. Left arm straight. Anytime you start over-teaching the kids, just go out there and, hey, can you hit it here? Can you hit it there? Hit it as hard as you can. All those things, as opposed to there's a thing called the PGA coach, which is based off the ADM, the hockey model. And you different age groups, you work on different things. And, a lot of times you see parents pushing, the stuff they should be teaching 15-year-olds to 7-year-olds. And it just doesn't work.
I don't know if you want to base parent behavior behavior on a hockey model.
Good.
That's right. Yeah. What are some
There's
other
no glass to pound on.
Yeah. Some other misconceptions, John, that maybe you've heard that you say, I wish they didn't say that. You know, I'm sure
I would say just let the kid learn from his mistake, him or her mistake. You know, sometimes, like in junior league, they make that wrong decision. Okay, I'm close. I'm in the bunker, on a greenside bunker, but I'm also maybe 50 yards away in the fairway. Let them learn from that mistake. Maybe the fairway is the easier shot, but they want to play the bunker. Good for them. Let them try it.
That's my son.
Yeah, more fun in the bunker.
Do you know why? Because he loves to rake the sand.
Does he?
Hey, there you go.
Etiquette. Because I ask him on the way home, like, why'd you choose the one in the bunker? He's like, well, I was a little closer, but he goes, then I get to rake. Like,
that's going to be my new line.
I
just rake like, bunkers.
You love to rake, huh? All right. Well, guess what?
I got a yard here for you. Let me get you one.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, you think the kid's reasoning of why they do it. Sometimes it is just a fun kid reason.
Yeah.
You know, right?
My 14-year-old, last time we were out here, he was 10-cupping it on 11. I said, all right, we got one left, dude. You know, your call. I want to do it. And then he finally made it over after, like, dunking several.
Well, sometimes it's fun to hit him in the water, too.
Yeah. Well, our friends at Encore Golf will like that. He'll sell more golf balls.
That's right. Anyway, so if you want to get any information about junior golf, PGA Junior League, drive, chip, and putt, as we put a wrap here on our West New York PGA Tip of the Week, you can check it all out, WNYPGA.com, and they've got all that information there for juniors. And obviously, you could contact John here at Fox Valley, Jeff over at Glen Oak. I mean, they'll be more than happy to help you if they feel like that. You know, if you don't live necessarily near Fox or near Glen Oak, they'll steer you to the right pro that can work with your son or daughter.
And real quick, there's a Monday night at Transit Valley. There's a symposium, I guess you'd call it, on junior golf. And there's a lot of people that are going to be there helping. We have this roadmap for junior golf success. Mm-hmm. And we have people, you know, we have women instructors. We have D1 coaches, high school coaches, a lot of people. So we're going to have answer some questions and help people get directed in the right direction.
Yeah. Before we let John go here, he's going to the Masters.
That's awesome.
You're leaving tomorrow.
Leaving tomorrow. Yeah.
So it's great. He didn't want anybody to know.
Yeah.
Now you just outed it. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
No.
He's been telling everybody he can see. I'm going to the Masters. I'm going to that. You know, he's like Oprah giving away stuff on a show. Yeah, you get a card. And I, you know, anyhow, sorry.
Yeah. All right. I've been there last year, so I'll give him my 2 cents, but you've been there more. So
I tell everybody go by. I told him earlier today, go behind 14T. You watch him come up 13. First of all, walk the whole golf course.
Yes.
And then go sit behind 14T. It's real close to the tee box. You see the guys coming up 13, and then they just blast it down 14.
I sat there quite a bit last year, and it's as close as you can get to them. Like, and he, of course, they're all hitting driver there too, which is great.
Awesome.
Rip it.
I just want to see if the grass is real.
My suggestion is get there obviously early, which you of course I'm sure are planning on to, but
there's a metal detector.
Do your shopping right when you walk in, because the brand new, like, 400 billion square foot merchandise thing is there, and then you can do your closest to the car that you will be all day. You have that re-entry ability. So go, you know, spend all your money, fill up your bags, take the bags back to the car, and now you don't have to carry them all day.
That's a good idea.
And don't show your wife the receipt.
No, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't save all the beer cups. They stack up too high. Because they give you nice beer cups. It's like $2 or $3 a beer. It's inexpensive.
The amount of food and beverage that I consumed on that day, it's... Because it's so inexpensive.
It was cheaper than Fan Appreciation Night the other night.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whether it's, you know, the poor self-control that I have, I'm like, okay, that chicken sandwich was delicious, and it was only $2.50. Right. Do I need another one? No, but it's only $2.50. I'm going to get another one. You know, like just...
You brought a couple home, right?
Listen, they're master sandwiches. There's no calories in a master sandwich.
That's true. And you're walking all day, right? Exactly. You're walking it off. You're actually burnt. You're going to have less. You're going to weigh less by the end of the round.
That's how your steps in and everything.
Yeah, that's how I feel when I'm working at Venom. Like, I'm walking inside the road. There's no calories in this. Hand me that candy bar.
That's right.
We should mention, by the way, Fox Valley, Briarwood, Tantera, all part of the CBIG family. And as we were here a couple weeks ago, just want to mention, if you mention TD Green, when you sign on to become a member, somebody said, oh, my God, just mentioning TD Green, I go there, I get $500 club credit. No. When you become a member, by mentioning TD Green, you'll get a $500 club credit.
You can use whatever for whatever you want.
Right, exactly.
You want.
Yes. New Wedge, for example.
That's right. If you want to join here at Fox Valley, you can contact
Marie. You can get more than a wedge.
Marie.
Well, you can
Marie
get a new driver for $500.
That's right.
Come on.
Tantera, you can contact Don Schneider and Tim Simcoe over at Briarwood.
That's correct. Those are your three contacts. But, yeah, mention T to Green, and they'll give you $500 credit right back.
That offer's not going to last forever, by the way.
Yeah, it's a great offer. John, thanks for having us. Who's your Masters pick here before we let you go?
Dustin Johnson. Going with him.
Okay.
All right.
He has yet to win a Masters, but it would be fitting for him to win.
I think it'll continue.
All right.
Well, Dustin Johnson's not a bad pick any week on the PGA Tour.
That's true.
The guy can, he can win every time he tees it up.
I agree. Thanks, John, for having us.
Thank you for being here. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a fun trip, man.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Enjoy Augusta.
Thank
PGA
you.
Pro John Dodaro from Fox Valley joining us here. Don't go anywhere, though. We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we will talk to Cindy Miller, the great LPGA pro, the former tour player. The Augusta National Women's Amateur event is this week. I know she's pumped about it. We'll get her take and perspective on what it means to have the women amateurs playing at Augusta National. With Kevin Sylvester, PGA pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer back in our Amherst studios, keeping us sounding as good as we can here on Tee to Green. Back with more from Fox Valley right after this. Back here on Tee to Green, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. We're live at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Want to thank PGA Pro John Dodaro for joining us last segment. A lot of good information on junior golf. If you've got a son or daughter that you want to get involved, we've got all that information there for you. We'll have the show up on demand in our on-demand audio section a little bit later on this morning, so you'll definitely want to listen to that first segment there with John. A lot of good information coming up. This week, though, it's the first ever, and they hope, annual event, the Augusta National Women's Amateur. This week, they've already had a couple of rounds and then a cut to get a chance to play Augusta National for the final round. And with us now here on the line, of course, if you love golf in Buffalo, you know the name, the former tour player, the LPGA pro, Cindy Miller, is with us here on Tee to Green. Cindy, good morning. It's Brian, Jeff, and Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good, Cindy. It's nice to hear your voice again. Hey, Cindy. It's been a couple days. Well, I've known Cindy a while, and I do pick on her a bit, but I won't now. But
I would think that's the other way around, my friend.
Yeah. The only thing I hold against you, went to the U, right, Cindy?
I did go to the U.
Yeah, we won't hold that against you. But when you were playing amateur golf, Cindy, did you ever in your life think there'd be a women's amateur event at Augusta National? Did anything like that ever cross your mind? Did you see golf growing that way?
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not. Not at all. And I don't think Nancy Lopez did either, but she was there for the inaugural tee shot. So, no, I think it's absolutely awesome.
Have you had a chance to watch any of the early round action on Twitter or anything like that?
I have not. I just looked it up on Golf World. I did see that some of these girls, after their practice rounds yesterday, were thinking about changing their caddy from their dad to a local caddy from Augusta, which I think would be a very smart move.
As a dad, I would disagree, but I would want to be out there.
As I say, a lot of the fathers probably said, hey, look, I'm coming to caddy so I can be out there and walk the fairways at Augusta National. But certainly, makes sense to have local knowledge.
It might be the best thing for the girls, too.
You know, my question, Cindy, I was wondering, what are your thoughts on, it's great to have this event. There's no question about it, to have a high-profile women's amateur event, or another one, if you will, and to have it at Augusta National. It's also the same week as a major on the LPGA Tour, which I know, things are scheduled years in advance. They need to avoid that in future years if they can, don't they?
Well, here's the thing. They're trying to pack in so many things in one week, and tomorrow is the drive, chip, and putt at Augusta. So if they're going to bring on a women's amateur event, they want all the hoopla and all the excitement to be around the same time. So I understand what they're doing. I agree with you about, competing with the ANA inspiration, but there's not a whole lot they can do. if I were to give them any advice, I would have said, why is this not a professional event? I mean, I know they're going to start little and, you know, it's better to have this than nothing, but I was shocked that it was an amateur event. I thought it would be a women's professional event.
Well, that was my next question, too. The progression in this is to make it a women's Masters, right?
I agree with you, but I have no idea where they're going or what their thoughts are. But I totally agree. And yeah. I find it odd that they're playing two rounds of Champions Retreat. I know that the Augusta Invitational, the Augusta University tournament's going on as well. And that's always, well, was a Champions Retreat when our son Jamie went to Augusta University. And then I saw something posted that it was at Forest Hills. So there's an awful lot of things going on at Augusta these 2 weeks.
Do you think they were trying to capitalize on the publicity it would get, and then that might relate to some ratings on Sunday's Women's Championship?
I don't think they care about that. I don't think they need that.
I mean, the women's tour.
You know.
Well, yeah.
No, I don't think that went through their mind. I think they're trying to make it an amazing event and bring in all aspects of golf, with the drive, chip, and putt finals being at Augusta on Sunday. I think they're trying to just capitalize on the opportunity. And, congratulations for them doing that. I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean,
I think it could be better, yeah. But at least they did something, you know?
Right, yeah, it may sound like we're criticizing it. These are just questions that I'm sure they're going to ask themselves after the event. You got to do it first.
Right.
And then afterwards you go back through and say, all right, let's constructively look at what we can do better for this event and how can we grow it and make it bigger.
Yeah, and I think
maybe, you know, that may not even be their thought. You know, who knows? I have no idea.
On another topic, you have a PGA Junior League team, don't you? We were talking about this earlier today.
I do, and we're going to kick your butt.
Well, that's... well. I have no response.
No follow-up,
Jeff? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty succinct.
She probably stacked her team, that's why. Right. We just keep it nice for the kids.
You don't recruit?
Not like Cindy, no. There are teams out there that have been recruited. I know of that, yes.
Oh, come on.
Certain teams make it to the Nationals every year, it seems. But
they do?
Yeah, we'll have that conversation off the air, Cindy.
That's right.
Oh,
I can't believe it. In youth sports, somebody would be trying to stash.
Shocking, that's right.
Yeah, we're trying to do it.
That's right.
What can you have you done it before, Cindy, or is this your first year going to be involved with it?
I've never done it before. No.
But you've
never done it before.
You teach a lot of kids, though.
I do teach a lot of kids, and I do the LPGA Girls Golf Club, and I'm a master kids, U.S. kids golf instructor, and we do teach a lot of kids, and the weakness is we don't take them out on the golf course enough, so that's what we're trying to do. And I thought, how fun would it be to have a PGA Junior League to play some matches? The only thing I was sad about is there's no teams for 17 and under. And I've got a lot of kids that are 17 and under, so we don't have that team. We're going to just do 13 and under.
I know they experimented with it a couple years ago. They tried to have a PGA Junior League for an older age group, or it was discussed.
It's capped at 13.
Capped at 13.
But there is a tour. There's a PGA.
Age 13.
Right? Doesn't the Western New York PGA have
there
a
is
junior
a tour.
Tour?
There is. The Western New York PGA does, but the PGA Junior League, which is a national thing, does not. They tried to have a 13 to 16. There was conversations at the national level. I think they tried to launch it, but I don't think they had a lot of success. There may be a reboot of that coming, from what I understand, though.
And I think, too, I mean, we've mentioned that we want to make this open and inviting to any kid at any skill level. That I agree that junior tour is a very cool thing. But I mean, if you're, let's say the kid just wants to start playing golf at age 14, where do they go?
Yeah.
So, you know, that
exactly,
might be the,
because they're going to get beat up on the Western New York PGA Junior, tournaments, because these kids have been playing forever. So I believe that that would be a great idea for 17 and under, for kids that are just starting to see if they like it. Because if they're playing with their peers who've played for 5 or 6 years, you know, they're going to be a little intimidated, embarrassed, and maybe not like the game because of it.
Right.
And with that PGA Junior League, you can do that and still have fun. You can play with a kid who's at 12 or 13.
Beginner, right.
Yeah, who's and be that's a beginner and still
right.
have fun in their group.
Absolutely. Cindy Miller with us, the LPGA pro, of course, a former tour player joining us here on Tee to Green. Brought her on, of course, because the Augusta National Women's Amateur event is this week, an exciting time for many of these ladies playing in this event. Cindy, how do you think, I know, you know, we asked you some questions about, you know, did you envision this would ever happen and all that, but just you're working with young girls and just women's golf as a whole here. In Western New York itself, you've got a really good pulse on it. Do you think that there's more females participating? Are there more young girls participating? Do you like the direction it's heading, or do you still feel like there's a lot of work to do?
No, I like the direction it's heading. I think between the first tee, LPGA girls golf, Marlene Davis and I, Patty Jordan moved to Michigan, which is a shame, but there's a lot of young girls playing golf and a lot of young girls competing. The catch is, though, to get really good, and I was reading the articles in the, you know, internet and the website for the Augusta National Women's Amateur, and one of the girls that we teach happens to be Chelsea D'Antonio, and she's playing D1 golf at Winthrop University, which is a D1 college. She's a senior. She may be thinking about turning pro. And I asked her over Christmas, you know, if she was invited, and she just looked at me and she goes, no, this is the top 70 in the country. I'm not rated that high. And she's, you know, whatever her league is, the conference player of the week all the time. So there's a huge discrepancy between, you know, I'm pretty good and I can break 80 and I can play college golf, and I'm really good and this is what I do. And the commitment level has to be kicked up so much higher that very few players really have that desire and burn to work that hard. It's funny because Alan and I, you know, drive back and forth to teach at the Dome, and we live in Silver Creek, so we talk a lot. And it's amazing that we're the only married couple in the world that have played on the PGA Tour, the LPGA Tour, the Champions Tour, the Tour Champions, and the Legends Tour. And I didn't think that was a big deal. It is a big deal. In fact, again, teasing with our son Jamie, who won the New York State Men's Mid-Am, he's on the executive committee of the New York State Golf Association. I said, hey, when are you going to get your mother on the Hall of Fame? And he goes, well, excuse me, how many New York State titles do you have? And I said, well, one. He goes, well, I have two. I go, well, big deal. How many U.S. Opens have you played in? He goes, oh, good point. And I said, well, how many cuts have you made? And he says, well, excuse me, have you ever made the cut? And I go, yeah, I have. I've played in 5 U.S. Opens and, you know, made the cut. And he goes, oh, well, we'll look at your resume. So,
gotta love your son, yes.
Right. But the point that I'm making is it's not that hard to break 80 if you work at it. It's really hard to go from 80 to 68.
Yeah. And 68 doesn't cut it on tour.
Not anymore. No. So, again, I think it's great. I think it's good. There's a lot of girls playing golf. We do a junior boot camp that we fill out every year, and we go to Orlando during the February break. And we had even, you know, 4 boys, 4 girls. And I guess it's inspiring them. And I think the reason the parents are in because of college, because they want their kids to have the opportunity to play in college, and of course they also want, you know, the scholarship, which I can't blame them. But it's very difficult to get to that next level.
Yep. Cindy, thanks so much for coming on with us for a few minutes this morning and giving us some great insight. Appreciate it. Enjoy the golf that you're going to be taking in. Of course, golf season in Western New York here, up and going at full swing here. So thanks again.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys.
Be seeing you soon, Cindy.
Cindy Miller, the LPGA pro, and you know, some good perspective there.
That's quite a family they got there as far as golf goes. Yeah,
right. Yeah,
it's a great family.
Didn't mention
family
her daughter itself. Kelly, who's a producer in the Golf Channel.
That's right. Yeah,
they're Orlando, deep. So
I was the head pro at their club, where they're honorary members for a while, and it was great to be around them. Yeah, that's when Alan was playing on the senior tours. Really cool.
Anytime I see Jamie in the field at a scramble or something, I'm like, all right, guys, we're just going to drink and have fun today because we got no shot.
Yeah. Jamie's a very good player, and he's active in, you know, he's on a lot of boards, and he gives back to golf.
Yeah. Hey, New York State mid-am at Craigburn this
yep.
year.
That's right.
So I was just talking to Frank LaForce the other day.
Yeah, we're hosting a qualifier
about that. So
yeah,
I saw that.
Yes.
Before we go to break here and get you ready for the Masters and our preview and our picks here, we want to remind you about our Batavia Downs Majors Contest. You can sign up just by sending an email. All the information will be on a tweet I'm just about to send out here at BrianWGR. But you can just send us an email. It's free to sign up. Send us your three picks, and that's all you got to do. The three golfers that you like at the Masters. You're obviously trying to pick the guys that are going to finish 1, 2, and 3. And if you pick the best one, you get a great prize pack from Batavia Downs, which includes a night in their brand-new hotel. It includes money to their great restaurants, and it also includes some free play money as well. So a really, really cool gift package, free to sign up. Again, Batavia Downs Majors Contest. I'll tweet out the information here coming up at BrianWGR during our commercial break. When we come back, we will preview the Masters next week, one of the biggest tournaments of the year, if not the biggest of the year, as we roll on here from Fox Valley. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for being with us here on Tee to Green. Back right after this.
Check of the PGA Tour leaderboard, brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel, and by New Era Golf, headwear engineered to perform that never sacrifices style.
Back here at Fox Valley, our look at the PGA Tour leaderboard this week. The pros are at the Valero Texas Open. Through two rounds in San Antonio, Texas, Siwoo Kim has a four-shot lead, a pair of 66s in round one and round two. Kim at minus 12, a large, large group at minus 8, including two big names. Jordan Spieth, minus 8. He's 4 off the lead. Ricky Fowler, minus 8. He's 4 off the lead. So Spieth and Fowler, of course, two guys that you'd think maybe would be hoping to think about putting a green jacket on next weekend. They are 4 off the lead there at the Valero Texas Open. Of course, normally the event in front of this in previous years was what? It was the Shell event or the Houston
Open. Open, right. Oh, yes, which is moved to it's moving to the fall.
And a lot of players like that because the course started to develop itself to have some tendencies of how Augusta would play.
A lot of runoff areas and things like that.
So they this obviously know what the different. Calendar is different. Yeah.
Well, this course and conditions, Phil Mickelson talked about it. He said, I might not even play any weeks before a major this year, and usually I like to. He just didn't feel the course.
Canadian Open people didn't like to hear that.
No. Well, I mean, how do you replicate Pebble Beach?
Right.
You can't,
no,
right?
No.
At Hamilton Country Club. This golf course, I've worked that tournament several times, and it's a hard golf course. It's windy there. It's hilly, which you'd say, okay, well, maybe that's like it's not as hilly as Augusta. But their growing season's a little different. They're not able to replicate the rough the way they will at Augusta National and just the conditions. And the other thing is if you're off the fairways at TPC San Antonio, there's rocks and stuff. Like, wow. There's issues there for sure. So you don't have looks at the green. You just got to chip out, frankly. And then some players, I think there's only 14 players in the field that were in the field this week that are in the field for the Masters. So those are players that, A, want to play or have a commitment to play there at the Valero Texas Open.
Sponsors and stuff like that.
Sure. Jordan Spieth wants
Texas.
To play in Texas for sure. And it's nice to see him playing well. He needs to get his game in shape, frankly, for Augusta. So
he seems to peak at Augusta every year, though, doesn't he? He seems to make a good showing no matter how he's playing at Augusta. It's one of those deals, courses for courses. I got to think the betting line will be moving slightly on Jordan Spieth this week for the Masters.
Tiger's 14-1 to win the Masters.
Yeah. No, so, I think that Tiger will definitely be a heavy favorite with how, because he played so well in that match play event. Coming in. And there's, as we get to our Champions Tour report here too, we'll talk about maybe do any of the Champions Tour players have a chance. Sometimes they always play well here. It's brought to you by Absolute Care and Orchard Brook, affordable adult assisted living. There's no official Champions Tour event this week or next week. The Masters, of course, is they never have an event opposite of the Masters. But
I'll pick Freddie to make the cut.
But Fred Couples always is playing in that event. And sometimes... He's
around going into the weekend. He's faded at times either on Saturday or Sunday, but I mean, would you be surprised if after round one he's your leader? No, because he's done it. He's done it so often here, even when he's turned kind of toward us as a Champions Tour player.
Yeah, it's like it just, you know, we ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I once was, or whatever it is. That saying, he's pretty good at Augusta every year for some reason. Bad back and all, not playing at all. Same, you know, him and Jordan Spieth are guys you think of that turn it on for that week.
How about Vijay Singh?
That's right.
Right,
he had a chance to win a few weeks ago on the PGA Tour.
The Honda Classic, he was in it. So Vijay Singh, it would be a guy that it wouldn't shock me if he made the cut.
Nope.
At Augusta, it would shock me if he won. It would shock, you know, I think it would shock everybody if he won. But it wouldn't shock me if he made the cut. That's one of the great things about the Masters. You win that event, you're past champion, you get to come back and play. You know, Trevor Immelman gets to play in the Masters. Mike Weir gets to play in the Masters.
So you were
Danny Willett gets to play in the Masters.
That's right.
Once he does.
Yeah, where's Danny Willett?
Was
he playing?
He's retooling.
I think he
actually was in a – didn't he win a European event this year?
Yes, he's kind of back this year.
Yeah.
Like, I think he even admitted, like, I won the Masters, and it was like, whee!
Victory lap.
Which I get, right? Yeah. I mean, and that was the one where Jordan, you know, rinsed it a few times on 12, or it was Jordan's second Masters.
That's right. Two more Champions Tour players. They're odd, you were mentioned. Couples and Bernhard Langer, they'll both be playing. They're both 50-1 in the event, but, I mean, they're ahead of some recognizable names that would be there on the PGA Tour, which is understandable. Yeah, he's a defending champion, 92, I believe, is when he won. Absolutely. But, yeah, so Rory is the favorite, 7-1. You know, when we had John Dodaro on earlier here from Fox Valley, he likes Dustin Johnson. He's the second betting favorite at 10-1. You mentioned Tiger and Justin Rose, 14-1. Koepka, Molinari, Rahm, JT, Fowler, all 18-1. And then DeChambeau, Spieth, 20-1.
Will, it's 79 in the world, by the way. Okay. So he's inside the top 100 in the world. So he's back. So we do have our Masters contest, our Majors contest, right, through Batavia Downs. What's the email for that? Because we're going to give our three for this.
Batavia Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com.
All right.
Downs Majors Challenge at gmail.com. I'll tweet it out now. I know I promised to do it during the commercial.
Send three golfers to that email address. Brian's going to tweet it out at BrianWGR. Also, make sure you sign up for our TD Green Club. At tdgreen.golf. We've tweeted out a bunch of times. It's open to men and women. We had a lot of ladies here from Fox Valley have signed up, which is great. We're giving away golf stuff all year long. It's free. You also get a weekly newsletter. Want to point that out. We preview what's coming up on the show. Contests like this. Jeff gives a tip every week. I have a column in there. Brian's got a column. And more stuff to come in that newsletter. So I want to encourage golfers to do that. So are we ready to give our picks, Brian?
I'm ready.
All right.
Go first.
Yeah, I think Justin Rose wins. All right. He was my pick over a month ago to win, so I'll stick with that. But if I had to pick three, I'm going to go Justin Rose, I'm going to go Francesco Molinari, and I'm going to go Tiger. Those are my three golfers I would put in for the Majors Challenge contest.
I'm going to pick I think Rory would be one of three if I get three. Brooks Koepka. I like Brooks Koepka a lot. I like him in majors, and he's a beast. And I might put Tiger on that list. It might be a stretch, but I'd probably go with Justin Rose, though. I'll go with Justin Rose.
Rose to win? So you both like Rose to win?
No, I actually like Brooks Koepka to win, but he was doing the three thing. Yeah, I'm going to go Brooks Koepka.
If I'm picking three, I don't know. I mean,
it's hard. I mean,
you know who I was impressed with.
We gave
with
two
last
different
year?
Threes there. Yeah. It's like, how do you argue with any of them, right?
You know who I was. I mean, just trying to pick different names. I agree with all of your arguments there. Names that I feel like played well. This guy played well last year on one ankle. That was Tony Finau, and he's been kind of up and down this year to start. But he obviously he likes that course. He played it on one ankle last year. So I would put him in my three. I feel like to win a contest like this, you've got to pick maybe a guy or two that maybe is going to be popular, but also can you sneak in with that third pick that maybe less guys would have? So I think I might throw Finau on that list. Kuchar always plays well in this event.
It's true.
So he's playing great.
You're trying to pick who's a guy that is a slam to make the cut, because that's what he does.
Draws it.
And also has a chance to maybe give himself a chance to win, to finish top five so you can win money. I would put Kuchar on that list, too.
By the way, Kuchar and Sergio, real quick.
Yeah. Oh,
All Kuchar had to say was good, right?
Yeah, that was really weird.
It was awkward. Yeah.
I mean, but if the guy's melting down and pouting like that, you almost want to be like, hey, behave like a gentleman or, you know. But I think I would have just conceded. That putt was.
It happened so quickly. And Sergio, I think Sergio's point was those are always good. Right, like who's not giving me that putt?
Right, that's my point. It'd be like, yeah, I would have given that guy. I meant to give that guy that putt.
Now,
either way,
the problem is when the official came over, right? And Matt's like, I didn't get a chance to tell him it's good. And listen, everything's on camera. Everybody sees it. Yeah, he never said it was good. Like people could make that argument, right?
So if you didn't actually say it,
if Kuchar couldn't have said, oh, I just didn't say it loud enough or what? Because you're right. Because
he does have to verbalize it, right?
Yes. Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, he's got
this
a very
happened
good
in
point.
The Solheim Cup.
Because he couldn't have just said, oh, yeah, that was good. That was good.
But yeah.
I know. Yeah, it was a tough spot.
And
then they tweeted out in a, I guess, an apology video on Monday, which didn't look very good either.
You know what? We're talking about two guys who've been kicked around a little bit this year. Right?
Well, they've had rough years. Kuchar with his caddy in Mexico and Garcia with his tantrums in the sand.
Kuchar is a great guy. He really is. Yeah. He's funny. He's like, I'm like, wow. I just can't believe all this stuff with him.
All right. For the record, my official pick is Justin Thomas.
Okay. I got Rose.
I got Koepka.
All right.
Okay. All right. We'll be holding us to that next week.
Nick Alter's on the line. Okay, good.
All right. That's right.
And next week is our opportunity to switch our picks if we need to. That's why that's we have, that's why we have the show.
Love it.
That's why we have the show. That's right. Our entire show will be up in our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com. Want to thank everybody here at Fox Valley for the warm hospitality. For the PGA Pros, John D'Addario, Chris Shank, thank you, gentlemen. Tom Ahern here, the general manager. Of course.
Mention us when you join.
Yep, $500 credit if you mention T to Green, if you join Fox Valley, Tantera, or Briarwood. For Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. We'll be at East Aurora Country Club for our Masters show next week. Looking forward to that. 2 hours.
2 hour show next week.
That's right.
Awesome.
All right. T to Green every Saturday at 7 o'clock right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.